Unit 1 Reading, International Cooperation, The Dream That Won't Go Away, Part 2. Although the belief in a cooperative body of nations had been very much alive on the intellectual scene, it was the destruction caused by the First World War that moved the nations of the world to act on this belief, to find once again the international heart. Jan Smuts, Prime Minister of South Africa, worked closely with Woodrow Wilson, who was President of the United States from 1912 to 1921. Wilson responded to the world's war weariness by drawing up his 14 points, one of which included a provision for a League of Nations. Ironically, though a U.S. president formally proposed the idea of an international world forum, the U.S. never became a member of the League of Nations, as the U.S. Congress failed to ratify the League of Nations treaty. For his efforts to create a body to bring about world peace, Wilson was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1919. While the League of Nations ultimately disbanded, in part because it lacked U.S. support and because it failed to prevent the Second World War, Wilson's successor, President Roosevelt, totally committed himself to working toward the creation of a world body to preserve world peace. Roosevelt, who remained committed to his leadership role even after being stricken by polio, died on April 12, 1945, less than 2 weeks before the April 25th meeting in San Francisco, where delegates from 50 countries created the United Nations Charter. For even with the advent and aftermath of the Second World War, the desire for international unity resurfaced and became even stronger. Perhaps stronger than ever. The United Nations was formed on the 24th of October, 1945, with 51 member states. The nations of the world tried to learn from the failure of the League of Nations by making adjustments in the rules for the new organization. The United Nations Charter gave the new world body stronger executive powers assumed by the Security Council. It also required member states to contribute armed forces to serve as peacekeepers to repel an aggressor. The dream that nations can work cooperatively to achieve goals, while also maintaining individual sovereignty, will not go away, while every nation, every person, every living thing on Earth seeks to maintain its survival. The only way to ensure that survival is by learning to coexist with others, who are vastly different.